Hey, do you know about Rogue Squadron 3? How do you follow up one of the most beloved launch games of all time? Well, not like this. Released in 2003 for the GameCube, developer Factor 5 felt compelled to try and reinvent the wheel and develop this sequel from scratch. This was a poor choice, as while they succeeded in making this Star Wars flight sim bigger and bolder than before, the actual gameplay suffered immensely as a result. We follow two stories recreating moments from the films, as well as some new material to fill in the blanks with Luke and Wedge at the helm. While flying around blowing things up feels as good as ever, unfortunately half the game features some extremely half-baked ground combat, forcing you to maneuver walkers, speeders, and some truly horrific third-person shooting sections. These disastrous sections suck all the air out of the room and strip out any joy you can have playing this game. There are moments of greatness hidden away in here, but it's so deeply overshadowed by the problems you'll simply go play something better. So hey, that game exists.